In a field of canola out in Saskatchewan stands Percy Schmeiser, a prairie farming man. As the winds of his heavy heart sweep across the plain, they cry, family farming will never be the same. For more than 40 years, Percy worked his family soil, saving seeds he'd taken from his harvest toil. And in the spring, he'd lay them in that fertile ground, and another generation of seeds would come around. Another generation of seeds would come around. Seeds of the earth, so very precious, carry inside the soul divine. A farmer's right to save and plant them since the earliest of time. In a ditch by Percy's road, there's something growing. Though it looks like canola by the signs that it's showing. This plant contains a patented gene, and it's owned root to seed by the corporate machine. A judge tells Percy Schmeiser this case is so airtight. To grow these plants upon your land with no license, you have no right. Now each spring you'll buy and plant their seeds that can't be saved. For patents must be honored, laws must not be waived. Patents must be honored and laws must not be waived. Seeds of the earth, so very precious, carry inside the soul divine. Owned and altered by corporations, life has now been redefined. So to the farmers of the world, Percy Schmeiser took his plight. Talked about ownership of life, whether that is right. Talked about saving seeds, about the corporate farming way. Talked about that which we sow, we too must reap one day. For are we all not seeds of Mother Earth, stewarding planet, our sworn legacy from birth? Laws of nature we must hold above the laws of man, for greed and money have no place in Mother Nature's plan. Greed and money have no place in Mother Nature's plan. Seeds of the earth, so very precious, carry inside the soul divine. We cast ourselves, each generation, seeds of the earth for all mankind. Seeds of the earth for nature and mankind.